Okay, this recording is more on what has been taking place with our U.S. estate and transferring it out of a dead estate into a living trust, a living U.S. trust. The U.S. in both cases, for the estate and for the trust, is one word, U.S. And that is a two-letter word meaning us, or we the people of the United States of America. It's our estate, it's our trust. It's being held in the United States Treasury. We had to come in. See, the courts have been operating out here in probate. All the state codes and all the United States USC codes are probate codes. They're going against our dead estate. They are operating on the presumption that that is a dead estate. We have to come in and claim that it is a dead estate and it is our estate. When we do that, we essentially freeze that estate. We become the executor over that estate. Now we are the sole fiduciary over that estate when we fill out the Form 56. You have to get an EIN number for that estate, and you do that with the SS-4. I put up the template for doing an SS-4 to get an EIN for your Social Security taxpayer person who is dead. Your address with the house number, that is a dead burial plot, a gravito address. So that is the estate address of our dead person. He cannot leave that area. You, for all traffic tickets and everything else, you have been attaching yourself to the estate. You have to come in as the executor over the estate. Now you stand as a third party in any probate action because the action is against your dead estate. When you have claimed, got your UCC or your EIN for your U.S. estate, and then you have claimed the estate with the UCC-1, you are now in control. Then you fill out your Form 56. Now you are the sole fiduciary over that estate. That estate is now frozen. Nobody out there, the courts, or anybody else that tries to attack that under the probate codes, they are committing an act of trespass against the dead estate. But you have to declare the state dead. They are only operating under the presumption that it is a dead estate and that you do not have lawful access to it. So you have to break their presumptions in the process. Now you get your U.S. estate EIN and you get your UCC to claim that. Then you turn around and you file an 8806 to transfer the dead estate assets over to, as an acquisition, over to a U.S. trust. You have to have a U.S. trust number set up, and that was, you fill out the request form for the U.S. trust. It's a non-foreign grantor's trust. And it will be held in the Treasury, United States Treasury also. That is where the U.S. United States Treasury Special Fund account is at. So in the United States Treasury, they have a trust fund. That is where your U.S. estate is attached to. They also have a special fund. That is where your U.S. trust is going to be handled. Your private U.S. items. Trust and estate. Now you can transfer all the stuff out of the estate into the trust. Now it will be in the trust, it's all in lawful currency or exchangement. Non-taxable. So when you draw out of the trust, you do not have to pay any taxes upon what comes out of the trust. Out of the estate, you have to pay taxes. So if you make a transfer out of the estate to pay any taxes, which the taxes coming out of the estate are going to be paid over to the trust or to the United States Treasury Special Fund under your EIN number. You will have to fill out the tax forms known as the 3520 and the 3520A to document this transfer at the end of the year. But if you do the 8806 transfer, basically that will take care of all of the items, and then you will shut down the estate entirely. This is documented several times in the Bible, if you know what you're looking for in the Bible. I go into more detail on that if somebody needs to have that information, but it's there. You have to, as the living person, have to get either a copy of the Quran or the Bible or whatever document you want to use as your living law document. Okay? And if you get a copy of the Bible, in between the New Testament or the Old Testament and the New Testament, there should be several pages there that cover the family items, like birthing, marriages, any of that. You fill that out. You carry that Bible, or you have that Bible associated with you. That is now your living law book, because the Constitution and everything in this country and almost all the other countries out here have been founded upon most all of the laws that came out of the book of Deuteronomy, Leviticus, and Numbers, and a few others. You just have to know what you're looking at. These laws that were set up back then are still supposed to be in place today. The New Testament did not change any of that. It tried to expose some of the items, but basically people still did not know how to read the New Testament for what the parables and everything were being said in there. So if you do not have a hospital birth certificate, you record your birthing into your Bible. That is now your document that you use as your validity that you are alive. Okay, so enough on the Bible. Now, you have to go in and you're going to have to notify the courts, the state courts and the federal courts. In both cases, I would go through the district court and you notify them that your estate is essentially dead. You are declaring it dead. You have your EIN over that. The IRS has acknowledged that that is a dead estate. Now, you as the fiduciary or the U.S. executor over your U.S. estate and also your newly formed U.S. trust, you are going to be standing that that estate is now frozen to all governmental entities out here. The courts, the state government, they can no longer write any bonds against that. That estate is essentially frozen and sealed. You have sealed it. Only you can give the authorization into that coffin any longer. And you're going to shut them down. You're going to order all certificates, all licenses terminated with the state. They have to return all the assets that they are holding under those licenses and certificates back to you as the U.S. executor. Whether you put them into the estate coffin or into your back pocket, I care not. You will have to basically fill out and document those transfers onto the IRS Form 3520 and 3520A so that the appropriate taxes are taken out. And they're going to be transferred over to your U.S. trust anyway. So don't worry about it. Or you can have those taxes transferred right over to you as the U.S. executor and U.S. trustee over your U.S. trust. U.S. representative. Start being the man in charge and stop letting the fictionals take control of you. You have to stand up, and when you have your appropriate documents, they can no longer operate against you. All these criminal cases that they see filings, I mean, why is a traffic ticket a criminal charge? Because they are charging you criminally for robbing your own estate because you have not claimed it. So you are essentially an unauthorized accessor into your state estate. You have to stand up and identify yourself that you are the U.S. executor over that estate. I put a couple more templates up there today. One, an updated one for going to the state regulator to shut down your state certificates and licenses. I also put one up there to send back to the IRS. If they send you a bill, you send them an executive order that you are over the estate. You are ordering a transfer of the funds from the estate, from the United States Treasury Trust Fund, which is your U.S. estate, under your taxpayer identification number, over to the U.S. Treasury Special Fund account. That's the special fund is where all the tariff taxes, which an income tax is a tariff tax, and then all royalties that you have coming in from the usage of all the public lands that belong to we the people or us, and also your shares, your dividends, or interest that is accrued from your shares of stock that the corporations have been using as collateral to write municipal bonds. That's what makes up the special fund. And that is non-taxable. That when it's deposited in there, it is in the lawful full value of the deposit. Now, in the interim time, you can go and get a Treasury Direct account against your estate. I strongly recommend that you do not linger around. Once you get your estate EIN number and you get your trust EIN number, you shut down the trust entirely and transfer it over to the estate. But if you're going to linger around, you might as well get into your estate, and you can get a Treasury Direct account from your estate to draw funds out. You will transfer so much funds into that Treasury Direct account from the estate, but you have to do it under the EIN number and your UCC. That is going to be your transmitting utility to transfer the funds out. You can do as much as you want, but you're going to have to also, at the end of the year, you're going to have to addressed these transfers on the 3520 and the 3520A forms, so that basically the appropriate taxes can be assessed and paid over to the special fund account. Now, if you get both of your EINs, the one from the U.S. Trust and the U.S. Estate, and then you do the transfer for the 8806 form, then you will shut down the estate. Everything in the trust fund will now be in a non-taxable, unalienable condition. You can get a special Treasury Direct account accessing that trust. You're not going to want to put everything that is in the trust into that special Treasury Direct accessing card account. You would transfer so much over, and then it would be like a debit card to draw against, just like some of these bank debit cards. And then you can order up the transfer out of the trust over to that debit card account. Then you can go to the ATM machines and to the post office and do a swipe and get your money out of the card. You don't need to have one of these bank accounts, but if you do want to set a bank account up, you set it up as a non-bearing interest bank account under your EIN for your U.S. trust. Then you can deposit and transfer into that bank account from your U.S. Treasury Trust Special Fund Trust, U.S. Trust account. We were so close to all of this for the last 3 years. I don't think there's anybody out there that has any of this information as close as we've had all along. We now go in and we stand over the courts. We come in as a third party. We do a countersuit if they try and harm us. Because when we come in now, any action that is in a court, unless we have directly caused physical harm or damage, they are all criminal trespass charges by the state, by the highway patrol, by whoever, by the mortgage company. They are criminally trying to trespass on our estate. The first court action you go into and shut this thing down, that court is going to have to be acknowledging the state that they're going to have to back away from you, that they can no longer cause you harm, because you are the we, the people, standing over that corporate U.S. or Iowa brand employee. They have a brand on their butt. That's what a U.S. is. It's a brand. So they are branded. They're all operating under a last name. That's what our person is, our taxpayer person. He has a last name. He's dead. So you have to declare him dead. Now that you have him declared dead, you freeze that coffin. You nail that coffin lid shut, so that you can be the only one to access that coffin through a special accessing port. You prevent them from causing you any further harm. They try and attack that coffin. Now they are the criminal. and they are criminally trespassing upon your estate. You turn the tables on them. You get on the other side of a looking glass. You come into a court action as a third party, as the plaintiff filing a suit against your estate and the corporate estate and all the corporate employees. To come into court carrying your Bible with your stance that you are operating under the living laws that basically date all the way back to Moses. Most of them date even further back than that. They date all the way back to Adam and Eve. You may think I'm a little batty, but I'll tell you, we're there. We have the documents now with the IRS to show them and to basically make everything happen. This week is going to be a grandiosa week. I don't know how many other people are ready to go with this. I've been trying to help some other people. But as soon as I hit the local courthouse Monday morning here, I'm going to be on a roll the rest of the week. This will bring us out of the system. Nothing else out there. None of these other processes that anybody else has been operating with will work because they do not understand how the monetary system was set up in this country. They do not. They try and fight doing a UCC one. A UCC-1 is a universal commercial or commerce claim. It's not a commercial. It has to be a universal commerce claiming document. It can be handled and utilized both in the living world and the dead world if it's universal. Okay? And then you have to declare. You have to declare. I thought that basically they were operating under presumptions that we were dead. Well, they are in a sense, but we have to come in and stand our ground and declare our taxpayer person dead. Now that freezes his assets. Then we resurrect them into our trust. Our U.S. trust in an unalienable condition with all our full rights, protections, and rights now. You want to be free? Get out there and listen and look at these forms and templates that I've had. Sit down. Get into some group sessions. Talk this over. Listen to this tape more than once. I hope you guys start waking up and stop listening to some of these others out here that are just constantly not getting anywhere. They don't talk about any usage of the forms, any EINs, any UCCs, any of this stuff. They don't understand the money system. Until they start talking about that, stay the hell away from them. You're just being led down the wrong path. Yeah, it sounds nice, but it ain't going to get you anywhere. So I hope that this audio really helps and that the templates that I put up there, they were templates. Even the forms. Read the damn instructions. Write these things out yourself so you understand them. If you do not have the understanding, you're not going to get anywhere. Now, get out there and fight for your freedom. the right way. Have a good day.